This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Recent studies suggest that frequent activity, not just occasional bursts of exercise, is needed to counter the adverse effects of too much sitting. Study finds that pretrial diversion, an alternative to criminal prosecution, works only for people with money who can afford a second chance. Though diversion was introduced as a money-saving reform to lower jail populations for nonviolent crimes, some jurisdictions quickly turned it into a source of revenue. Trump has dismissed intelligence reports from the CIA and other agencies because he does not believe that Russian hacking was intended to help him win the election. 4.3 million American adults live with a psychiatric illness, and 16.3 million have an alcohol use disorder, many of whom are concerned that the loss of Obamacare could be disastrous. Pew Research Center polls compare the approval of various president-elect cabinet choices. Bush, number one in 1981, 159% approval. Clinton in 93, 164%. George W. Bush was 58% in 2001, and Obama was high man with 71% in 2008. But Trump thus far is at 40% in 2016. Polls also indicate that 15% believe that Trump does not need to change what he says or tweets, while 82% says he must be more cautious. Boeing entered a $17 billion agreement with Iran to purchase 80 jetliners, maintaining that it will save tens of thousands of jobs and putting pressure on Trump to keep the Iran agreement intact. U.S. consumers will eat an average of 90 pounds of chicken annually and spend about $90 billion eating the birds. Charitable donations for Americans in 2015 recorded $1,101 in average donations per adult and $2,124 average per family, with 24.9% doing some volunteer work and putting in 7.9 billion hours of service. Of the total of $373 billion contributed, 71% came from individuals, 16% from foundations, 9% from bequest, and 5% from corporations. Romania might be an outlier, but left-leaning social democrats have easily won parliamentary elections there. Election authorities said that with 99% of the votes counted, the Social Democratic Party has won 46%, and the center-right liberals were second with around 20%. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.